Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa. It's Monday Night Mike. It's UK Tom, the King of Toyota. We are back here talking Money in the Bank, Pro Wrestling, Monday Night Raw, everything under the sun. The world's colliding with that iguana. You heard it all here. Boys, how are ya?
Yeah, Mr. Iguana. Yeah. I'm doing well, Scotty.
That's good. That's,
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom? UK Tom is broken. Yeah,
broke
he's been
Tom.
Broken.
Broke Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. big Mr. Iguana guy. He's got nothing to say.
I'm fucking crying.
Yeah. It's a hell of an intro.
Not too bad. Not too bad. We had a great little pro wrestling weekend. Actually, it was a pro wrestling Saturday. UK Tom from beginning to end, buddy. You're watching wrestling from sun up to sundown, basically, with three big shows.
It felt like it. it was a very windy Saskatchewan weekend, so
yeah,
pretty good weekend to be watching pro wrestling all day.
Agreed. We had Worlds Collide on YouTube. We had Money in the Bank.
Awesome.
And we had a GCW Tournament of the Survival of the Tournament. Tournament of the Survival? What is it called?
Tournament of Survival was on Saturday and Cage of Survival was on Sunday.
There you go.
Nine dead at GCW.
Pretty much. It was pretty brutal. An ex-AEW wrestler had their first ever death match this weekend, and it was one of the most brutal matches I have ever fucking seen.
Who's that?
It was Bear Bronson.
Oh, right.
It was incredible.
Have you heard any follow-up? Is he like, yeah, I'm never doing that again? Or
well, yeah. He's booked in a bunch more.
Wow, good for him. Guess he's found his thing.
Best death match I've ever seen.
Wow.
That's high praise. High praise. From the king of the death match.
And that dude was leaking about 30 seconds in. it was rough.
Violent.
Fucking awesome.
He took enough of the baby aspirins to get just the flow going, eh?
I'm not sure it was the aspirins. I think those Tokyo Towers just fucked him up.
We also saw Shotzi Blackheart making her GCW return debut.
Return, yeah. That was awesome. Because they hyped up a big surprise. And then Jimmy Lloyd, who is on every GCW show, was the surprise. So even I was pissed. I'm like, bro, don't fucking do that. And then Shotzi's music hit, and I just about lost my shit. So
nice.
And she went hard. She went for panes of glass. She went for light tubes. She was doing her old dive to the floor through the whole stack of chairs. She looked good. Good to see her.
Oh, not talentless. Okay, good.
No, good to see her doing the matches that she's good at, is as nicely as I can put it.
That's good. That's good. I saw a lot of the clips on Twitter that you had mentioned with Shotzi Blackheart. I'm like, oh, there she goes. She's definitely putting in all that work. And it was, I like that she did a tweet, a selfie before she did her death match. Yeah. And then after she did her death match, I was like, that's pretty rad. So looks like she's got a bunch of GCW dates coming up in the future as well. She's coming up to Maple Leaf Pro next month. So she sounds like she's booked for the rest of the year. So good for her. Good for you, Shotzi Blackheart.
I'm pretty sure she sent out a tweet earlier this week. I might be wrong, but I don't think she has any available dates left in 2025.
Well, there you go. That's great to hear. Great to hear. Let's talk about her former employer, World Wrestling Entertainment. Let's talk about them. They had themselves a pretty big weekend, fellas. Pretty big weekend. We're going to get to Worlds Collide a little bit later on, but we're getting right into it. we're getting right into Money in the Bank. Big main event on Saturday night was John Cena and Logan Paul versus main event Jey Uso and the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes' first match back since WrestleMania 41.
Two of the worst fucking wrestlers ever against John Cena and Logan Paul.
Yeah, get him. Yeah, that that LA crowd really seemed to love Cody.
That LA crowd was very pro John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Love to
pro
see it.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah, pro wrestling.
Not
sure.
Pro twink.
which is weird for this month. But
and for LA.
Shame on you, LA. All those riots have really changed how you operate.
It was very pro John Cena, and that for me, I don't know why, but it's just like, yeah, this makes sense. It didn't bug me for being a massive Cody Rhodes fan, a big Jey Uso fan. Didn't bug me. They it did it.
Jey Uso fan.
Yeah,
they don't exist. Jey Uso fan. They don't exist.
Yeah, Jesus on, Christ, yeeting in his living room like a fucking moron. Never hated a person more. Jey Uso fan.
Like Jey Uso.
Baby facing yourself on the podcast.
Oh, he loves it. He loves to be that. He may as well be the John Cena cool at some point. I can't wait till John Cena turns face again.
You like cool wrestlers and you're talking about Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso?
Get them, Tom. Here comes Toyota cool Tom, everyone.
I love cool wrestlers. Cody Rhodes is the best wrestler in the world right now. The best wrestler in the world right now.
Are you fucking weeded?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Well done.
He's the best.
Crowd? Shotzi Blackheart wrestled this weekend, Scott. God.
The crowd turned around. They got behind the baby faces. They did the job. But let's be honest here, fellas. Hey, come on now. Let's be honest here. Halfway through that match, somebody besides me sent a text to the group chat. This match is boring as fuck.
Oh, that was me. That was the most fucking boring match. What a load of shit.
Shocker. It's
awful.
John Cena match. Another one's another stinker. Okay. But they got the crowd in the end. And
they didn't.
Before we get to the killings, they were getting that crowd back. It got hot. It got hot.
I thought so.
Were we watching the same match?
Of course
I feel like I was the only one who was watching a different match. You know what? Outside of WrestleMania, the John Cena main event, which was
that was bad.
It was bad times.
It was dog shit.
Yeah, I don't think. I think the train of like, these are the worst matches ever. Fuck off, Scott.
No,
goddamn Jey Uso fan does
no
shit.
You know,
two letters, one word. No.
You know,
all Jay and John Cena's matches have been dog shit because it's John Cena.
Do you know the reason I think the match was boring?
What's that? because it was a typical...
they were trying to follow that. They were trying to follow that incredible ladder match, and there was no way they could do it.
I don't know.
Literally, no way.
I think we're grasping straws on this one, pal. I think
you can grasp my ass.
Boom! Two-handed, motherfucker.
No.
They died month, baby.
Unless you're in LA.
Apparently not.
I think they got the crowd back before we saw the attacker attack. They were coming back. They were doing what is a typical John Cena match. It's very slow and boring to begin with. And then they do a lot of false finishes. They do a lot of reversals. They do a lot of big John Cena type spots. But you have to admit, they went Young Bucks rules on this, and that's what got the crowd back. They all four guys in the ring for at least a good 10 minutes. And the referee just saying, guys, this isn't how it's supposed to work. Please get out of the ring. So we got Young Bucks rules, Matt, in the end there. But we have to get to the obvious. We have to get to the attacker. John Cena jumped and attacked by a man in a hoodie, all black clothes. And comes to find out, it is R-Truth. It is the man that was released less than a week ago. And now he's back. He's jumping John Cena. That the pop for when he took the mask off was fantastic. And then he bails through the crowd. First thoughts, I got to ask you guys, legitimately, don't fucking lie. Don't you fucking lie to me. Did you think it was R-Truth when the guy jumped in the ring?
When he jumped in the ring, no.
I agree. I didn't know who it was. I thought it was maybe Obafemi.
When he took his, it was.
You guys didn't see the ankles? That wasn't a dead giveaway.
When,
that's what I mean, thought it was Obafemi. I thought it was. I thought it was a black guy because you see black skin. I'm like, but I thought it was Obafemi. I thought we were getting a call up.
As soon as I saw his hands, I knew it was Truth because it was too small to be Obafemi.
Interesting.
Mike? And I hadn't seen his ankles.
Of course, it did. I saw the ankles, and I'm the smartest guy on this fucking podcast. So, didn't you hear Hunter after our many questions about the show at the presser? Yeah. Great for Ron Killings. Incredible for all of these dates that they're going to use him for. I'm confused where a deal came out of nowhere now just for this run, and then I don't see what you do with Ron Killings after.
That's kind of where I'm at too. I don't know what the next step is. We saw, as soon as that happened, we saw on Twitter the WWE shop tweeting out a Ron Killings t-shirt. And then you start we start sharing it amongst ourselves. Holy shit, he's not coming back as R-Truth. He's coming back with his real name, Ron Killings. And then we see what we saw on Monday Night Raw.
My God, that promo was awesome.
Yeah, it was very good. Very, very, very good.
Great promo. Great promo. I don't know where it goes from here. Like, in some ways, you've organically built a wrestler who has enough momentum to challenge for a championship right now. Like, people are invested in him, and that's what you want with your wrestlers. And the crowd is completely behind Ron Killings right now. But do you put him up against Gunther right now just to lose? Do you put him in the King of the Ring tournament because there is one slot left? What is the next step for Ron Killings? Does he go after Triple H? Like, I don't know what to do next.
Just have him fuck with John Cena for the next however many dates Cena said was on.
19 if he 18, fucked with John Cena 18 days in a row, put him on TV 18 days straight starting right now, and then get the fuck off my TV forever, fucking loser. Hate that guy.
You're talking about Ron Killings?
No, John Cena. He's got 18 days left. 18 TV appearances.
Throwing shade to Ron Killings.
So. I would never. I bought his action figure. I would never.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, sorry, go on.
Now it's a great moment to end that show. How the fuck you don't keep him in the mix with John Cena, even though you have CM Punk come out face to face with John fucking Cena on Monday Night Raw. Takes the wind out of those sails. I feel like that's a choice. Obviously, Punk and Cena is something they're really pushing towards, rightfully so.
Do we think that match is actually going to happen in Saudi?
I think something happens where it doesn't.
Or do we see Cena and Killings in Saudi? And because Punk made a big stink about Saudi when he was not signed to the WWE.
Sure, and everyone does. And then you get job, and then you get your job back.
I'm sure. But
and then you get that.
If he surely Cena versus Punk is better saved for a two-night SummerSlam.
100%. I 100% agree with you. It's a better fit for SummerSlam.
So is Cena and Punk in Saudi a swerve right now?
My take on it, just from what we've seen in dirt sheets and heard in dirt sheets from the past from Saudi shows, certain guys are getting massive paychecks to come over and do one match. And allegedly, the Saudi prince requests certain wrestlers to go over and have one match.
Hey, like Yokozuna, who had been dead for 16 years.
He tried.
And we got Hiroki Sumu instead.
Exactly. Do you think Shawn Michaels was coming out of retirement for anything less than like $5 million? I think, what was it rumored? Like $7 million for that match to come out for one match?
Seven or eight. Yeah.
Take so, that money.
Money talks. It everyone's got a price. We've heard that somewhere before in wrestling.
What are you, Ted DiBiase?
Maybe.
Yeah, I love it.
But money, I want to say I've heard since Punk has been back in WWE, someone has asked him about if he would go do a show in Saudi Arabia, and he had an answer that, you know, things change, and you know.
I'm sure they do.
He gave a very I wish I could remember where I saw it and read it, but he gave an answer of like, now that I have more information and now that I know what the purpose of these shows are, to help, you know, expose and give more culture to that culture, and hopefully opening some more eyes in that culture, that's what he would take under consideration. So I think the match will go on. Oh yeah. Everyone likes money. I think the match will go on. I think we're going to get that match. Do I think we'll see that match again at SummerSlam? I don't know, because the King of the Ring winner faces the champion.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
And
did they say SummerSlam?
Do they face that champion?
Whatever brand they're on, quote unquote brand.
And Cody's winning the King of the Ring.
Of course he is. And
then he'll get squashed again at SummerSlam.
He won't get squashed. Okay. Anyway, back to Money in the Bank, because we're not. I'm getting heated.
Before we move on, for all of the people that are like, it's a work, it's not a work, it's a work, it's not a work with Ron Killing, fuck all the way off and suck me from the back. It is, who the fuck cares? Just watch the show.
I agree.
To an extent, Jesus, I'm with Scott. Christ. I agree, because like, yeah, it's kind of unprecedented where you're just like, oh, you listen to the crowd now? Everyone, do me a favor and start chanting, "We want Carlito," and let's see how that story changes. Like, a part of me, like, I don't know, Hunter's response in the presser, I don't know if you guys watched it, was just like, you enjoying the show? It's all a part of the show. Like, and they're known to use stuff outside of their television now. They're taking that kind of like AEW initial rub where it's just like, use the internet to your advantage, right? But I firmly, like, I'm kind of in that camper. It's like, yeah, truth. Like, you had a great career. You got to wrestle John Cena on Saturday Night's Main Event. Like, this isn't the worst way for you to go out. You're a Hall of Famer regardless. Like,
and I know you're going to raise your eyes at me when I say this, Mike, because you probably do every time.
Yeah, here we go.
But this is where I wish kayfabe was still here.
Oh, pal, it's over.
I know. I don't want every fucking thing out in the universe.
I think that's why Hunter said it's all part of the show. It's just a show. Another people got so mad about that comment. I took did it they? As they did. The internet got mad because they're like, oh,
yeah, they did.
They got real pissed off. And I'm just like, just watch the show then. Don't get into the dirt sheet stuff. Just watch the show. That he's putting on a show. He's until Unwritten comes out, or Unreal, whatever that Netflix show is, he's trying to say a little bit, don't worry about it. This isn't your issue. just enjoy the product. It's all part of the show. It doesn't matter if it's quote unquote real or not. It's all part of the television show. This is still a television show. I don't get fucking hung up because somebody got fired from Law and Order and all of a sudden they make a comeback a year later. I'm not sitting here reading dirt sheets about that. I'm just watching.
You're not, but people are.
People are, but it's just, they get so worked up about it. It's silly. It is silly.
It's fandom, man. It's about everything. Like, it comes with the territory, especially now. I think Hunter's smart to say that because that also gets eyes on it. That's also more eyes on Twitter, and that's also more eyes on that clip of him saying that on TikTok across YouTube. Your views no longer just fucking matter on Netflix. They don't. How are you digesting the product weekly in between the main shows and its social media? They have been really great at adopting it and using it to their advantage. I mean, it all blow over in a week anyway. No one give a fuck. Like, that's how quick things turn over.
Nobody gives a fuck now, right? Because like, Ron Killings is back, and it's good now, yeah. Right? Like, we saw Raw. We saw a very, very good Monday Night Raw, if not one of the best ones of the year. But so
the bigger talking point is, what do we care about Ron Killings in a month?
That's the thing. Is this the truth worry. Fandom still going to be there in a month when he's not on TV every week? So I'm very curious to see what happens, but we should probably get back to Money in the Bank. Is there anything else we want to get off our chest before we get back to the big show?
We got to work Logan Paul in some proper stories. This guy's got to become a wrestler. Like, he's really got to foot on the gas. Let's get him in some programs because he is very fucking talented. Also, he should stop using the buckshot.
Yes.
Don't do it.
It's an inconsistent like move. It's a tough one to do, Logan. Like, and that one on Saturday is bad.
Did he do that into a super kick though? Like, he got super
trying
kicked, right?
To. Yeah, he was trying to. Ass.
Yeah.
See, I didn't mind it, but I shouldn't be.
Well, the kick
about
didn't
it.
Touch him until he fucking caught up off his ass. that move would look a lot better if it was like one swift motion. Yeah. And you're an athletic guy. There's a million other moves you can probably be.
Well,
doing.
That the moonsault to the announce table was awesome.
Oh, it's incredible.
Jeez Louise.
Stick to shit like that.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think when guys are gassed, and I imagine that was late in the match, he was pretty gassed. That move's probably real hard to pull off when the ropes are slippery, your hands are sweaty. But I agree. I enjoyed the match, the last half of the match. I agree the first half of the match was a lot of headlocks, a lot of shoulder tackles, a lot of shitty kicks and punches. Just wasn't a fan of it at all. It was a lot of, all right, let's fucking wear the crowd down, get them hating the heels, and then we'll build up. So it's whatever. We should get to the actual matches that were awesome on this card. The men's ladder match, the women's ladder match, both of them fantastic. Let's get into the men's ladder match here. I liked them both. I liked them both a lot. The men's ladder match, we're happy with Seth Rollins winning it. I'm very happy. To me, it makes the most sense. Sure, it doesn't give this whole
going into it.
Yeah, I picked him, so yeah, but
I'm good with it. For me, it makes the most sense. We're not getting this crazy wild card, like give it to Andrade and then figure it out from there, which I think they've done with guys in the past and it doesn't work. So right now you've got Seth Rollins with this character of wanting to save the WWE from guys like CM Punk. Now he can do that if he cashes in.
Usually I would not be in favor of somebody who is already a main eventer winning Money in the Bank. But due to his story going on right now, it makes sense. So I'm fine with it.
Agreed.
Do you think this match needed another main eventer though, to maybe counterbalance the predictability? Like, do you think CM Punk should have been in this match? I feel like this match lacked that other counterweight to Seth Rollins to make it less predictable. I think this show just lacked from superstardom like a CM Punk or Roman Reigns.
I am going to sit firmly on the fence because yes,
have a fucking opinion.
Yes, I have an opinion, but yes and no, because yes, it was really predictable, but part of my brain was going, that's too predictable. So what's going to happen in the match? Mm-hmm. So it didn't really, I did think we were going to see CM Punk.
So did I. I was
especially when Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker and Jacob Fatu and Jeff Cobb with his stupid fucking new name came out, I was expecting Punk, but I'm not upset that we didn't get him.
I think Monday was always the plan. That face off was always the plan for Monday. So I think doing Punk at that match doesn't really play there then. But I with you, Scotty, it sucks when you have someone like a Seth Rollins going into that match and you're just like, well, shit, like he's a top guy and he is probably the guy you want to trust having that briefcase for an extended period of time. Oh, he's going to have a lot of TV time with it. Like, I don't see him cashing in soon.
I hope not. Well, apart from Punk, whatever main eventer would you have put in there? Would you have put Jacob Fatu in the match?
Shit.
No.
You know what? I like where that story went.
So do I.
In the ladder match, I really do. But that also could have been just as impactful if he was a competitor.
You could have had them two kind of working together. But not throughout the match, and then Jacob being like,
then they're the only two standing with the ladder.
Yeah,
and Solo would have been like fuck same kind of thing. He's like, I got it, thanks buddy, like you're handing this to me. And then he could still hit the Hate You and get that match and do something fucking insane. Probably you're Jacob Fatu.
So you could have taken out Andrade and put in Jacob Fatu. I don't mind that at all. Good. Andrade
I would have added as opposed to have taken somebody out.
Interesting.
I don't think six works for a Money in the Bank ladder match. I liked it when it was eight.
I thought eight was too much. Yeah, dude, I thought
it's eight. Too much.
But that's the spot fest lover in me. You put eight people in there, there's more people to do crazy shit.
That's true. He does love that shit. He did tweet or he text us immediately. Just give me two big spot best ladder matches and I'm set. So that makes sense. Any other takeaways from that? We saw the Jacob Fatu turn on Solo, which got a really good pop. I kind of hate the fact that it happened though, because it's not what people are talking about right now. And they're not dealing with that follow up until SmackDown this week. I feel like it's a little bit lost in the sauce.
The LA Knights back suplex to El Grande Americano. Oof. Where
awesome.
Awesome, but I was frightened because Americano's head was like 4 inches from that fucking ladder. And that would have been career over.
Take note, when officials have to grab the ladder, the spot where Americano is tilting the ladder to climb up again, Seth's the one bracing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And holding him. I'm like, you hide it so much better when the talent is doing it with this kind of stuff.
Especially because just before Seth grabbed the bottom of that ladder, Penta kicked him in the fucking face.
Yeah, like it does all the lead up. It's like, and then it looks like he's pinned in between the ladders and you're still the one who's like, hey, I got you. Like, you're not going anywhere.
The only thing...
The shenanigans is what kind of pulled it together.
The only thing that I wish would have been different for that spot was I wish... the awful camera work that was throughout the night would have been better, because you saw Penta just waiting on the ladder for El Grande Americano to climb up one ladder, then swing over on the other one. It took too much time. It was too slow for me. I liked it on paper. I could kind of see when it was coming and they just didn't execute it greatly, but it was still fun. That's my nitpick on it. The camera work was terrible all night. I fucking hate this new version of we need giant close-ups from the ground camera guy on the ground at all times. Even on Raw this week, they did it way too much. It's so annoying. So annoying.
I didn't like the first time they did it, the drone shot on the top of the ladder looked great. But when they're doing the drone shot and then the guys are fighting up there and his head is fucking 15 inches away from hitting that ladder and he's selling it, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get to the go on.
Women's Money in the Bank. Yes. I was disappointed.
With the match? Was
yeah, but my own fault.
Really? Okay.
My own fault. I hyped it up too much in my head, because you remember last week I said that should be the main event and it's going to be the best match on the show?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I really enjoyed the match. I thought the women fucking killed it.
They did very, very well, but it didn't meet the stupidly high set expectations I'd set for it myself. So it is my own fault.
I like that you're taking credit or taking accountability for your own hypeness, because I do that as well. And I'm like, this is my fault. I hyped it up way too much. It just didn't meet my expectations. Good for you.
Rhea Ripley selling was fantastic. The dark kiss thing on top of the ladder, I thought was a really good spot.
Great.
Camera work was awful for it, but it was still great.
Yeah, if you go to the internet, there's definitely different angles that
I'm sure there is.
Oh, there is.
Naomi was the right winner.
Absolutely. 100% the right winner. She had to win. Right, Mike?
No.
Mike?
I forget who you picked, Mike.
Oh, he picked the MVP of the match. Roxanne's the MVP of that match for me. She was so good.
Roxanne is currently in the running for my wrestler of the year.
Man.
Yeah.
It's just now, I'm forgetting that it's like King of the Ring season. I was just like, fuck. Yeah, like Naomi's probably better to get that briefcase. Roxanne better win Queen of the Ring.
Everything they've given her this year, she has been fantastic.
Yes.
She is one of the very few people that are under 5'5 that doesn't work like they're under 5'5. I never once noticed, man, she's too short or too small to be doing this with a person of the height of Rhea Ripley. She makes everything work. She works up to everybody, and she's fantastic. The Fatal 4-Way on Monday Night Raw for the women this week, again, she was the MVP of that match. That match might even be in I think it's the best TV match I've seen all year. That women's Fatal 4-Way was awesome. Roxanne Perez is killing it right now. MVP of the women's ladder match at Money in the Bank.
You know what else was awesome this weekend?
That.
Mr. Iguana.
Let's talk Worlds Collide. I want to say, though, my match of the night from Money in the Bank was Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch. That was my match of the night.
Absolutely not.
That was a great match. Those ladies killed it. But Worlds Collide. Who was it again, Tom?
That was a lot of fun. It was a Mr. Iguana. That was a lot of fun. The whole show. I had great fun watching that.
I did too. I've never watched a Triple A show before. I know what Lucha wrestling is. I've seen Lucha matches before, but that was my first, I guess, Triple A experience.
Did it help having somebody texting you and telling you which luchador was wearing what color?
It helped me so much. Who's the guy in the blue? The only guy I didn't ask you about was Mr. Iguana.
It was cool to see Lindsay Dorado back on WWE TV. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That opener with Mr. Iguana was the perfect way to open that show.
Was it ever? So much fun.
Mr. Iguana is about to be a millionaire.
Dude's got merch sales like crazy. Got a video package on Monday Night Raw this week.
He's on NXT tonight. Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
That's okay. I got it on the background right now. I'm watching Jason.
Fucking get it.
It's so much fun, Mike. Replacing R-Truth with Mr. Iguana will be the best thing they ever do.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it the best thing
they'll
ever have?
Yes. And you know what else is really fun? I have a potential spoiler on a AAA signing. So, listeners, if you don't want to know who it is, I'll give you 2 seconds to mute me. WWE have signed Nino Hamburguesa, which is the Hamburger Kid.
And now this is something I can't find.
They signed me.
Scotty got the call.
He used to be about 400 pounds and dress in a hamburger outfit.
Wow.
And now he's a lot smaller than he was, but he's still a big dude. And he's a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with that.
Oh, that's fun. That's exciting. I'm very curious about, like, if we're going to get AAA match or shows on like WWE's YouTube page. I'm curiously invested in what more we're going to see with AAA now that they're owned by WWE.
I want another Worlds Collide, and I want it in Mexico.
It has to be in Mexico.
There's going to be a big show there, obviously. Like, you don't get that promotion and don't have a huge Mexico City show.
It wouldn't be Mexico City. That's CMLL. They wouldn't get a crowd there.
Fucking Mike.
You wouldn't get a crowd if you put WWE.
Not in Mexico City.
I'll bet you $1,000 they pull a crowd when WWE's name is on it.
Wherever it is, the main event in Mexico should be Vikingo versus El Grande Americano.
God damn.
With JBL in the corner of America.
JBL is something. But my God, Vikingo versus Gable, what a match.
So good.
It was fucking incredible. When you say you're like, that could be my match of the year, like I'm in that camp as well. El Grande Americano is the greatest wrestler we have going. He is the greatest thing we have going.
And yet they still don't push him.
I think he's getting a pretty good push right now.
Only gets better. Yeah.
And when's he going to win? When was the last time he won?
You're only as good as your losses, brother. Tell that to Finn Balor, that fucking loser.
Hey, Finn Balor. Hey, his wife was on Worlds Collide.
I saw that. Yeah.
Great. What do you think of her? Is this a Brandi Rhodes situation?
No, I like her. I like her.
That main event is a great way for WWE fans to see Vikingo if they haven't. Because, I mean, like, as of now, it was only like 3.1 million views on YouTube for Worlds Collide. Going to be honest, I thought that number was going to be a lot higher.
In this
for what
age,
they put out content-wise.
Yeah, I'm good with
they,
it.
They have very highly viewed stuff. But that match is fucking insane.
Whole show was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Agreed. Guys, let us know what you think of Worlds Collide, the AAA WWE collaboration. What do you think of Money in the Bank, Money Night Raw, anything pro wrestling? We'll chat with you. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Blue Sky, YouTube, all that
what
fun stuff.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
Well, Tom. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck Mr. Iguana.
We love Mr. Iguana. Fuck Mike.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.